Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Go for it.
So they just applauded for you. Now it's time to pick back up.
Right? Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, they're a little technical difficulty. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of them here this last 4 or 5 days here on the island. We still got some technical difficulties going around, I believe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to assume the fact that you don't have the green and gray Jack Davis cartoon billows of funk emanating from your body, that at least you have a hot shower available to you.
Yeah, well, we finally got power, I think, Sunday afternoon. And so we finally got some electricity going over here on the island. I think everything's about back to normal now, you know. But still got a lot of folks throughout the east that didn't have electricity or the ability to even go home. So keep those people in your prayers as we go forward.
Yes, it's very weird. It's like there's a whole bunch of little cloisters of normalcy that have already returned. But then when you hear about, like, you know, that Effingham is still like 40% without power.
Yeah.
Augusta was just absolutely hammered by the whole thing. We're just talking about Georgia. We're not even talking about North Carolina, where they had whole cities either cut off from reality or just gone. Chimney Rock, North Carolina, completely gone.
Yeah. Same thing with Tombs. I think we got up short.
Maybe. Here, we'll swap it out. Is it working?
Same thing with Tombs that we got going on right now as well. You know, they can't play because they still got probably the majority of their county still out of power. I think they're trying to do some analyzation and look at the school and see if they can get kids back to school, hopefully by next week. Bullock County, Bullock, same way. They're not even going to school this week. So, you know, they're still trying to get everything taken care of. And so hopefully we get everything back to normal. We can get back playing football here and get the playoffs going and get back some normalcy.
All right, so I know that we spoke earlier, just briefly on text, so we rescheduled the homecoming game, the Robert Toombs Christian Academy. It's going to be November 1st.
Yes.
Which should have been the bye week between the end of the season and the playoffs? Or?
Well, that would have been, what they did is they went ahead and reduced the field from 10.
10 people. Gosh.
Went from 10 to down to 8 now, so the top 8 teams get in, so we're going to take that first week away. So if you were a 1-6 seed, you usually get the bye. But now we're going to go ahead and play all 1-8 will start, and it'll be just like the second round of the playoffs for us. So I'm going to keep the schedule the same because the state championships on the schedule to play at Georgia Southern this year on November 22nd. So, you know, we just got to get ourselves in the position to be a 1-8 and get ready to go, and that's going to be the key. You know, we got 4 games left. We rescheduled RTCA, like you said, for November 1st. So we got 4 games left, and, you know, next one up is one of our biggest rivalries. It's Bullock Academy, so we get ready to go up there, and then hopefully they get everything back to normal. They get everything back to normal this week, and they get prepared, and then we go up and have a good game.
So instead of the March to Mercer this year, it's the Blitz to the Borough.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
Sure. Might as well call it that. This is the Red Reek Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So how does that change the way that you're planning for the rest of the season? Or does it change it at all? Or how does it, more accurately, how does it change our chances of making the postseason, getting rid of those bottom four seeds?
It doesn't do anything to us. If we go out and win the next four games, I think we'll be a top four seed. So, you know, we end up 6-4 because of our strength of schedule. Bullock Academy's the number one team in 4A. We played the number one team in 3A. We played the number two team in 3A. Stratford right now is the number three team in 4A. So all the teams that we've played, and of course West Nassau, I think still 5-1 or 6-1 right now. So, you know, our strength of schedule is pretty high. We played some pretty tough competition. So it'll just carry over, and we'll roll right in. And hopefully, you know, if we're 1-4, I'd much rather be 2 or 3 than I would be 4, you know, because I don't like 4 and 5. Just, I'd like to be the 6 or 7 or the 2 or 3. That's just where I'm at.
So is that kind of a numerology thing, or is it just not? Never mind on that.
Yeah.
So, this is when that difficult stretch, or difficult at least for the average fan, pays off. When you've got that buzzsaw scheduling, that steel sharpens steel, iron sharpens iron kind of mentality, to where you're playing up is actually going to help you out in the end. Regardless, it's kind of like, remember the World Cup a couple of years ago, how, you know, if America will lose one more game, we advance to the next round or tie and we get a bye or something crazy like that. It's one of those things where it actually, these losses will treat you better than somebody else who had, you know, played against the Sister Mary Mercy's, you know, School of the Blind.
Right. Well, we're seeing that right now, because if you look at Terrell Academy and Piedmont, they've played a little bit lighter schedule, and we're at 2-4, and we're the 6th seed right now, and we got some teams behind us that are 4-1 or 5-1, and it's just because of who they played, and some of it's got to do with what region they're in, but, you know, we play a tough schedule, and the biggest thing is it's not so much as the ranking, as it just gets us prepared for what we want to see when we get in the playoffs. There's no stages too big for our kids, because we've been to these road games where they're difficult and the environment's hostile, and you get used to those things, and you take those long road trips to Brookwood, and you learn how to travel for 3.5-4 hours, and you do those things. So for us, it's kind of like a dress rehearsal as we're going through it. It's pretty funny, I guess. I told Coach Erigan today as we were walking down, once we realized that we were not playing Robert Toombs, I said, I think I may have just flipped the switch in there in the team meeting. My tone was a whole lot different in the team meeting when we were watching film today than it has been. Like, we're going, this, you know, it changes. The back end of it changes what we do. The front part's for fun, and we try to get everything figured out. You try to win, and now this is for the dough, you know. And so the first part of it's for the show. The back end of it's for the dough, and it changes the whole demeanor of how we go about our business daily now. It changes, because we're used to winning the back end, and you know, we're going to make a run. We're going to try to be 4-0 right here at the end of it, and put ourselves at being 6-4, and had the possibility of being 7-3 had we made a few plays against Stratford. And you know, the funny thing is, I saw them and they beat John Millage 42-7 the other night. I'm like, ah, oh, please. We should.
I'm sorry.
And we played them so well, and I was like, man. And so, you know, I talked to Coach Wall, and he's talked about how good. He said he keeps watching us. So he's like, y'all are pretty good now. He said, y'all are going to be very, very competitive in this thing when it's all said and done. So, you know, that's what it is. We're trying to prepare ourselves for that.
Boy, it still just makes me giggle out of happiness here with not another John Village loss. Anyway, more to come on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, some words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you once again. In this segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, and by Advanced Rehabilitation, which of course means it's time for us to talk about the health of the team. Obviously, we know, you know, some of our season-ending injuries. Have we had any other injuries during what little? Because I would suspect you haven't had a lot of practice since the last time we talked.
I said we practiced 3 days last week. We got one in, or the two in this week, and we'll get a third one in tomorrow. So right now, the only one is getting Will back, and he's up and running, and he's probably, as Dr. Carter told me, he's about 70-80%, and coming along pretty good. He's out there just running today and doing some things. And so, you know, kids were giving him a hard time as he was running and doing sprints. And, you know, and then Coach Erigan gave him a hard time. He'd already cleaned everything up. Coach Erigan goes, well, cleanup duty night's the one injured player, the injured kids. And Will's like, I already cleaned everything up. He goes, I know, that's why I said that. So, but he's getting a lot better. He's probably going to be ready to go hopefully by next week. And that'll be huge for us.
All right, now we got to tell Dr. Carter that his predecessor, the famous Adam Norman,
was here for the Wednesday night show every single week, and he's got to step up his game.
He's back here right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
He's there. I've been to every one this year, actually.
Very nice. I guess he doesn't have the boisterous personality like Adam did. Now, Adam made himself known.
Dr. Carter's just laying low. You don't even know he's there most of the time. I look up and he's standing right beside me on the sideline, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I haven't said anything really bad. And if I do, I look over and I apologize if I've said anything. He goes, carry on, coach. Just keep doing what you do. I was like, thank you.
So you turn around like, ha, I'll be in here.
Yeah. So yeah, he's great. He's been outstanding all year and doing a great job. I really appreciate him coming out, being out there all the time.
All right, excellent. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the situation we find ourselves in. You know, we talked about the last time that we sat down and talked about how, you know, whether you preferred having the bye week where it fell. Now, what do you do with two bye weeks? Obviously, you know, Bullock is not in the situation where they're playing this Friday night as well, I suspect. So they're going to have the same amount of prep time as us on this. Is this – obviously, it's not optimal – but how do you adjust to that, having that second week of downtime for the team?
You don't go out there and press. You don't try to kill each other, and you don't amp it up too much. You just work on technique. And we've been doing a lot of that, a lot of technique stuff, indie stuff. Just really working on us getting better, fine-tuning some things, looking at some certain sets we want to try to get in and utilize and move people around and things like that. That's been a big thing for us, you get that extra week, I know, and really, I feel like we were pretty sharp the last 2 days, just because I think we're thinking a little bit better, and we're adjusting, and we're understanding some stuff. I was pretty impressed today. You know, the biggest thing is the coaches have to change. From game planning for one team to boom, we get the phone call at that 11 o'clock, and it was okay. You're game planning for the next team, and so that's kind of. We kind of went into the Sunday meeting knowing that we needed a game plan. We didn't know if we would play RTCA or if we needed to go ahead and start game planning for Bullock Academy. And what we did, we game planned for both is what we started doing on Sunday, and kind of having a plan what we would do. We figured that we would probably get the word by Wednesday and we would flip the script and get ready to go. So we adjusted as best we could.
You are listening to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, the last time that you and I sat down, we talked about some of the physical damage to the campus after the storm. What is the status on that? What's the status on the scoreboard? What is the status on the challenge that I gave you and the Frederica faithful out there in the fundraising community in getting some money put together and christening it Jim Brown Field at Frederica Academy?
We have the scoreboard up. It's running. It's working. It's been like it never happened. And then we got the terrace already cleaned off. We got the other thing cleaned up. The other scoreboard already taken apart and cleaned up. It really got everything picked up, cleaned up. We even replaced the shingles on the roof on the fine arts building where it had punctured a couple holes in it. And we got it all set up, ready to go. And we got the fascia on there. And it looks really good. Everything's back to normal. I thought all the new buildings, everything else held up really well. It was just right there. Maybe in some microbursts right there on the football field. And being honest, I mean, it tore some shingles off the baseball field, but it didn't hit anything else really besides that terrace, the scoreboard, and that
the state championship board.
Yeah, and the state championship board. But other than that, that was it. And whatever it was, it lifted and got out of there, or it was a straight line wind that caused it. But the scoreboard, everything's back up and running, and we're ready to go. We had it up and concreted in, and then Tuesday it was ready to go. So been painted and set up, and everything looks really good. We're ready to play.
All right, so we've got, you know, obviously Bullock Academy by far, far and away the biggest rivalry we had. Yeah, you know, John Millage, we're not going to talk about them. But John Millage, Bullock Academy, always the biggest rivalry of the week or of the year. Do you prefer playing them on their field? Because I've noticed there's a historical trend that it seems like the home team, with a couple of notable exceptions like the 8-7 Wednesday night joke of the game, it always seems like the home team loses in this matchup.
It's kind of pointing itself that way a little bit. We beat them, not last year, the year before at home. With 19 kids, and they got off the bus with 55, and we beat them with 19, like 34-7 or something. And I think we've won three out of the last four. They're a really good football team. They got a lot of kids. They have a lot of size. But, yeah, I think the rivalry in it's because of the region. Them and Pinewood and St. Andrews, you know, we know it's in that, we're in that mix. And for the last, like, this is my 12th year, I think we've won five or six region championships. And so we've won about half of them since I've been here. And so it's pretty heated. Bullock won it for the first time, I think, in 12 years was last year.
First time solo. I think we shared right. it a couple
we
of years.
We did share it in 2020 and that weird, I don't know how
COVID long, monstrosity.
Yeah, COVID monstrosity. But that's, you know, us and Pinewood have kind of controlled the region, and then now Bullock, with 800 kids plus in the school, is starting to get a bunch of kids. They got a good program. Coach Phil's done a really good job. So, you know, we're going to have to go up there. We're going to have to play one of our best games. We don't have to play the best game. We've got to play a really good football game, and we got to be really physical. With what I told the kids today is we just got to walk in there and bust the door down and go to whipping and whomping, because in that kind of game, it's a little bit different environment. It's not – ain't nobody going out finesse anybody. It's just got to be a physical, brutal, tough football game. And then whoever's the ugliest at times and can get in there and get after it, it's going to win.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simon's is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Oh, sometimes I wish these commercial breaks didn't end so soon. Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Heights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you in this segment brought to you by Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. Okay, I guess we actually have to talk X's and O's, football, and everything. Break us down, now that you've had a chance, now I know that you probably had at least a little bit of time to look over it because you knew that this was coming. Tell us a little bit about the 2024 version of the Bullock Academy Gators. What can we expect from this team?
They're big up front, probably got, I think Coach Phillips told me they average about 270 across the front line. They're big, they run the triple option like Georgia Southern used to. They're very good at it. They do a really good job of running it. So we have to play very disciplined football. We have to play assignment football, and we have to be very physical up front. The biggest thing, they're so big at the guard spot that when they run the dive, it's hard to even get around the guards to get to the dive back. So we have to take good angles. We have to tackle well. We have to tackle good in space, and we have to minimize space defensively. And I think if we do those things, we have a pretty good chance to create a couple turnovers on their side of the field. Offensively, we got to go out and execute. We got to stay on blocks. They do a good job of getting off blocks. They're pretty good up front defensively. Their linebackers flow really well. And, we've got to hit a few things here and there, and we've got to create some space and get some matchups. We've been working on it, and we feel like we got a few matchups here and there that we might be able to exploit, and we're going to try to take advantage of it the best we can. And on special teams, we got to create an extra possession or two somewhere on special teams. Working on that and be able to execute and pin them back and keep them in their territory. It goes back to, play field position every now and then and don't turn the football over. So when you look at some of the things, you go back through it, you think it's just the basic stuff football-wise. We got to block and tackle, but we got to be really good at blocking and tackling next Friday.
Compare this team right now to the team that walked off the field against Savannah State. Savannah High, however many weeks ago. What's the thing that's made you the proudest of how this team has come so far? And what's the one item of concern you still have about them?
I think the biggest thing is we've kind of grown and figured out our strengths and our weaknesses, where we're at. We got some guys maturing and understanding the game, the knowledge of what it is. Like today, we didn't have to spend a ton of time going over things because the kids are starting to understand our language a little bit more, the vernacular, which is huge. In football, and I think you look at it right now, these guys are just sophomores, so they're going to get better at it. And the thing I think, concerns me, not much concerns me, just that we continue to grow and work really hard. I think if we do those things, we're okay. Don't get complacent in what we do, and our kids haven't been complacent at all. They come to work every day, and they've been busting their butt. And I think we just gotta keep doing what we do and get really good at doing it. And the biggest thing is spreading the ball out, getting Jaden and Jalen and JC and Davis and Wood and Stanton and all those guys keep executing, and our offensive line grinding people down. I think that's a big thing for our O-line up front, and with Hayes right there. Hayes is a integral part right there with being the sniffer guy and having to make certain blocks in certain areas. So just doing those things offensively, if we can do that and maintaining drives. I felt like we've kind of got over that hump of not being able to maintain a drive. Last couple of games, even against Stratford, we had some, we drove the ball some. We just take it and eat up time and make some drives, and that's the biggest thing. That kind of lets you know you're maturing. When you can take something and go 13 plays and get a drive or two here and there, you're doing okay.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you used a term describing Hayes just a second ago that has really come into vogue a lot in the last couple of years or so. For those who need a little update of the modern-day football lingo, describe what you mean when you say sniffer back.
He's the sniffer back. He's right behind the offensive lineman, so he's like he's almost sniffing the butt of a lineman. So he's a sniffer back. That's what they call it. So, yeah, for everybody that's looking at it, some people call it H-back, some people call it the S-back. Everybody knows it's the sniffer back. So he does a great job of being that guy. He does a good job with the motions, and he and Eli are doing a really good job of figuring out and getting angles. That's a very important position in what we do today. If you watch teams,
That's one of those things that everybody sneaks them in there, and they do great jobs getting angles. So the O-line opening holes and him going up in there and leading on linebackers is very important for us. So hopefully we can continue to do that, and we can exploit Bullock in some ways and get some big plays out of it.
So it took a little bit with Hayes Carter. I guess it's just only fair that we talk a brief bit about the other seniors on the team right now. So go for it.
You know, you got Tuck the Truck up there in the middle at center.
Tuck the Truck.
Tuck the truck. I love it. You know, he's got the beautiful flowing hair. You know,
it is gorgeous. It is. And the pajamas today, by the way.
I don't know if you. Looks like you got hit by a paintball or something. A bunch of.
It's dinosaurs, man. Yeah.
Those dinosaurs?
It was pajama day.
I can't see that far. But he's T-Rexing him back there, huh? So, yeah, you know, Tuck, he's been great. From where he started out as a freshman to now, just seeing him grow up and mature, we should start taking pictures of everybody when they walk in the door as a freshman and when they walk out as a senior and see how they've changed, not just physically, but mentally. Tucker, you know, just been – and this group here, when you talk about those four seniors, you look at Esai and you got Will and Hayes and Tucker – They've been the only four in that whole class to play football for all 4 years. They've stuck together with it the whole time. And, you know, you get Esai, who comes in as a freshman. He's new to the area and kind of got thrown in here. And he's like, hey, yeah, sure, I'll play. Okay. And
seemed to fit in, like, immediately.
He did. He fit in immediately, and he's just been great. And he's just gotten better and better. And He's got a dry sense of humor. He likes to be a little tardy at times. They have to stay on him at times.
Wait, are you describing him or me? I think he's
nailed it. And then, you know, the other one's Will. You know, how he's transformed over time. And these guys have really become good leaders. And that's the thing I think about our program. Every year, I put a lot of pressure on the kids to lead the program. And it's like I told them, Do you want the players to resent me because I have to yell and scream and lead, or do you want to be that leader? And they respect you down the road because of it. And today, you know, those guys are holding everybody. They hold each other accountable. Esai shows up, Tucker makes him run. So it's just the way it is. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, they hold everybody accountable. But what I say about them is, their leadership has grown so much in the last 7 or 8 weeks on our program, and holding all the kids accountable and being there every morning. And I think that's the big difference right now, is where we started and where we're at, totally different football team right now. And it's very enjoyable to go out there. I know we're young, but we have a really good time, the coaches do. And it's become very enjoyable for us to go out and just work. And we know that our kids are going to give us everything that we got every Friday.
Frederick Academy Knights face a unexpected second bye week in a row this upcoming Friday night, which means that next Friday night will be the next game, taking on the Bullock Academy Gators, the heated, hated rivals up in the borough. That's going to be a 7:30 kickoff next Friday night. But before that, of course, we'll be back here next Wednesday night for another episode of the Coach Brandon Derrick Show at V Pizza on St. Simons. Come on out and join us. It really is a lot of fun. And who knows? You might get a good slice of pie. You'll definitely get a good slice of pie, or maybe some wings. Yep. I think I like the wings better. Honestly, not that the pizzas are bad, but the wings, man. Oh, so good. You've been listening for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke signing off. Coach Derrick's got the last two words.
Go Knights.